The names of three Utahns killed along with thousands of others in the September 11th attacks are now part of the centerpiece at a new 9/11 memorial unveiled this morning in Kaysville.
These three people from Utah were among the first casualties of the War on Terror.
Event narrator Spence Kinnard.
A grandmother, a mother, and a husband. It was such a cruel, senseless, cowardly act. An attack on innocent people. Nearly 3,000 men, women, and children were killed that day as America went to war again.
Family members of victims, military veterans, and Utah's first responders were on hand to mark the 12th anniversary of the event at the Utah State University Botanical Center, where six plaques and a large bronze statue of a firefighter carrying a child are now on permanent display. The monument also features the names of 129 U.S. servicemen and women from Utah who have died since the attacks in the ongoing war on terrorism. Mary Alice Wallstrom and her daughter, Carolyn Bugue, were aboard American Airlines Flight 11 when it slammed into the North Tower. The women were on their way home after helping Bugue's twin daughters settle into their new home at an East Coast college. USU graduate Brady Howell was killed at the Pentagon, where he worked as a presidential management intern assigned to intelligence gathering for the U.S. Navy. His widow, Liz Howell, helped unveil one of the six plaques. Utah's Lieutenant Governor Greg Bell, choked with emotion, said the 9/11 attacks changed the United States and the world forever, but gave Americans a stronger resolve.
What really matter in this life are people. But when you think about columns of firefighters climbing in heavy gear to the 30th and 40th and 45th level of those buildings rushing in, it just is hard to imagine.
Jim and Kim Openshaw came to honor their son, Gary Openshaw, who, just 2 months after 9/11, became Utah's first military casualty. Openshaw credited Margaret Wallstrom, the daughter-in-law of Mary Alice Wallstrom, who has spent years organizing the funding and construction of the new memorial.
It's a great honor to represent the people of Utah and our son, hopefully help Margaret Wallstrom out, who put in so much work in all through the years and getting the money and putting up making sure the efforts got done to make this complete.
Following a rifle salute and taps, 96-year-old World War II veteran Daryl Burrell sang the Star-Spangled Banner. You can see a gallery of images from today's event on our website, upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Matt Jensen.